You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Monday night, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Al Ansar International. And I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and Company. And I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome, of course, our beloved two engineers, Brother Lokolo here in Lanesia, and of course, the other engineer in the Durban studios. Tonight is Yawm Thulatha, the 2nd of Dhul Hijjah, 1442, which is also the 13th of July, 2021. Our Zakat Nisab is 7,300 Rand. Meher Fatimi, 18,500 Rand. Minimum Mahar for Hanafis, 390 Rand. For Malikis, 130 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum Meher. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussein@gmail.com. That is akhussein@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussein.net. That is muftiakhussein.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussein. That is @akhussein. Before we cross over to our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, just a quick announcement to all the Radio Al Ansar listeners, inshallah, whatever portion you have missed right now, till our President, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa has done, then inshallah, we will catch up, the pack up, inshallah, after the 10 o'clock. Inshallah, that will be on Markaz or on Radio Al Ansar. So inshallah, our Ustad will give us details about that. Ustad, we welcome you to the program this evening. Welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, the listener wants to know that when is the day of Arafah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As far as the Ansar listeners go, inshallah, whatever portion you missed, it will be broadcast on Radio Al Ansar only after 10 o'clock, inshallah al Aziz. Another announcement we got to make is, inshallah al Aziz, on all three radio stations, Radio Al Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, between 6 and 7 in the evening after Maghrib, we will have live broadcast regarding the month of Zulhijjah and the Qurbani and Hajj and many, many related issues, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and so forth and so on. So now the first question, when is the day of Arafat? The day of Arafat is next week, Monday. So remember, today was the 12th of July. So next week, Monday, the 19th of July, will be the day of Arafat. The Hajis will move there from Mina. They'll proceed to Arafat. And I just received confirmation today that Sheikh Bandar Balila will be rendering the khutbah from Arafat, inshallah al-Aziz. So we will carry that live, inshallah, and translate it as well. That will be next week, Monday, inshallah al-Aziz. Regarding the fasting of the day of Arafat, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والتي بعدها. That 2 years' sins are forgiven, the previous year and the following year, And this is authentic hadith, remember, in Sahih Muslim. Therefore, best is, because you know we're supposed to fast even this first 8-9 days, so the day of Arafat day in Makkah and surrounding will be Monday, where us here in South Africa and many other countries will be Tuesday. So best is you fast Monday and you fast Tuesday, mashallah, and we reap the maximum, optimum reward. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Ustaz, a listener says here, dear honorable, respected Mufti Sahib, you know what's happening around in Durban at the moment? So much looting, etc. What to do? What do we read, Ustaz?
Not only in Durban, it is spreading. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us and all in South Africa and all parts of the world where there is tension and turmoil. Here there are 3-4 issues we need to discuss. Whether it be in Natal, whether it be in Gauteng or any other part of South Africa or the world, we as Muslims, what should we be doing? Number one, these are the most important du'as we should be reading. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best of protectors, and He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the most merciful one to show mercy. So that we should be reading abundantly. Number two, remember, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Ya Allah, You are the best support for us. You are sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And with that You add, فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Allah is the best protector and the best helper. So remember, join those du'as, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. And remember, every minute, every moment, every second, we need the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَاللَّهِ. Include us in Your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Remember, the second point is this. In my opinion, it was foolish for the court to sentence the previous former president, and they could just give him a fine. And that is what happened during P.W. Botha's time, when he refused to come to the truth and reconciliation, you know, the commission at that time. They fined him. So similar, the precedent was set. So if they can change that or pardon him or something, yeah, the country is burning, so you must remember. So how can you allow this type of thing? Then the third point, you know, today I listen to the news and they tell us that the politicians and the government is now condemning the criminal faction and the mobs and the rioters and so forth. Today in South African history will be known as the day of looting and rioting. So that's fine, you condemn them and you say the religious leaders must condemn them. But if we ask you the question that you are the same people, the government, you close the places of worship, so shouldn't we condemn you also first and foremost? What need is there to close the places of worship? But the gyms are open, the restaurants are open, and so forth and so on. I mean, that is a disgrace. So you want us as religious leaders to condemn, but you go and close the mosques, you close the churches, you close the temples and all this type of thing. So how do you reconcile that? And if you look at your state-owned entities, you know, the SOEs, what do you see? Whether it's South African Airways, whether it's Eskom, whether it's Danel, and the list goes on. Everyone with your mismanagement and your corruption, that you have run them to the ground, basically. So the public, the masses, they see all these things here, and then you impose lockdown. People are losing their jobs. They're not interested in your corona and COVID and vaccine. The hungry stomach wants to eat. They're not going to bother from where they're going to get. We're not condoning the looting and all that. We condemn it in the strongest terms. But simultaneously with that, the government also must be condemned for its mismanagement and its foolish policies. So they are the one. Look at the police. Just look at the videos coming through. Our mosques are getting burned. Can you believe that in South African history, they never happened? And now it's happening in front of our eyes. So, وَلِلَّهِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى. We complain to Almighty Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So, remember, that is not only one issue here. There are several issues you have to look at. People are getting depressed, and now they feel they got nothing to lose. The government is looting, the bloated government, incompetent ministers, and most of them. So what do you expect the masses to do? I mean, let us be honest about this type of things here. We're not condoning it. We must condemn it. But same time, we must condemn the policies and mismanagement also. May Almighty Allah protect everyone's life, property. May Almighty Allah, our three brothers from Somalia passed away also. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And may Almighty Allah protect all our masajid, all our madrasas, darul ulums, khankas, whatever we have, our institutions, infrastructure. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Ya Allah, we petition you, beg you, send back our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas safe and sound, ameen, back to his family out of your mercy and benevolence, Ya Allah.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. A listener wants to know, Ustad, the fasting of Dhul Hijjah, is it better or my qadha fast, Ustad?
Remember, whether it is our salat and namaz, whether it is our siyam and fasting, so always that what is qadha must always be given preference compared to the sunnat fast, the nafil fast. So tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you want to fast. So mashallah, very, very good. You keep on fasting, but make intention of qadha. For qadha fast, you make your intention now at night. Make the intention now. It's fine. So you must remember, Allah will question us regarding the compulsory salat, the prayer, the compulsory siyam, the fast. About sunnat fast and sunnah fil fast, Allah will question us. So therefore, we need to get our priorities also right and make sure that we keep all our qadha fast and perform all our qadha salat. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
So Ustad, when we make qurbani, is it necessary, Ustad, that we sacrifice for our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ustad?
Remember, you are slaughtering a cow, for example, and you got 6 shares, so there's 1 share left. So is it compulsory, essential, you must do so for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. We will recommend, we will say it's highly recommended, desirable. You do that 1 share for Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the Ummah and Muslimah, you include everybody. Similarly, you are slaughtering 2 goats or 2 sheep, 1 for you, 1 for your wife, and so forth. And now whether here or overseas and so forth. Now you say, must you do for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, it's not compulsory, but it is highly, highly recommended. Because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam everywhere used to think of me and you. Ummati, ummati, the Master alayhi salam crying, begging, petitioning, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the ayat was revealed, Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, and Almighty Allah soon will give you on the day of judgment, the day of justice, so much, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be pleased. And that is the shafa'atul kubra, the intercession on the day of justice. Hence is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. It is my intercession is for those people of my ummah and my international followers who committed major crimes. So always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, let Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of justice. However, when we see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own seerah mubarakah, the biography we find in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered kabshain, 2 rams, and one Nabi alayhi salam said and made the dua, Allahumma taqabbalhu minni, oh beloved Allah jalla wala, accept it on my behalf. The other one, wa taqabbalhu min ahli, from the ahl al-bayt, 8, that is my household, my wives, my children, my grandchildren, all of them, you accept it from them. And wa min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and accept it from the ummah. So this will be till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice. So therefore it's highly recommended, desirable, but not compulsory, to make one share or slaughter a goat or sheep for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I see the listener says, maybe because of the crime in South Africa, Ustad, they are thinking of leaving South Africa and settle in Turkey. Ustad, your advice on this?
Remember, my advice always will be that rather stay here in South Africa. Inshallah, that if we stay here, then we must carry on with Dawat, invite people towards Islam, become better ambassadors of Islam, become true Muslims. Allah Jalla Wala will change the unfavorable conditions to favorable conditions. But if you really insisting you want to go to Turkey or anywhere else, make istikhara, read Allah. Allahumma khir li wa khtar li. Oh, beloved Allah, select the best for me and choose for me. And the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Next one, you must remember, make mashura. When consult what will happen to your children, your grandchildren. They are schooling, their madrasa. You will have to learn the Turkish language and so forth. Many issues. And from my heart, I'm giving you this. I don't know who you are. But you must remember, if you really want to go, I would not suggest you go and settle in Istanbul. Istanbul is a wonderful place. I've been there 4 or 5 times or more, I can't remember. I fasted Ihram also from there for Umrah, mashallah, with Allah's help. The point I'm making here is this, brother, sister. There's a lot of historical data and information there in Istanbul and Turkey. But if you want to protect and preserve your Islam, remember for yourself and your children, grandchildren, and you really want to settle, go and settle in one of the other cities and towns, not Istanbul. Istanbul is a metropolitan area. Half of it is in Europe, half in Asia. And you must remember that the tourists flock in there. The prostitution continues. So many vices continues there. So I would not ever recommend that you for a visit, and that touring is different. But to stay there, remember that the environment is a toxic environment. So that is one place I will tell you to abstain and refrain if you want to settle there.
So, Ustad, how should we perform our Eid Salah in lockdown, Ustad?
Remember, Eidul Adha in South Africa will be next week, Wednesday, the 21st, inshallah, of July. And you know, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa Al-Mubarak, it will be next week, Tuesday, the 20th of July. So for us, wherever, whichever country, this lockdown and so forth, remember these 2-3 principles. According to the Hanafi scholars, the fatwa is this, that you need 4 male adults, minimum, that's including the imam, and then you can read the Eid Salat. Just the conditions are the same, like Jumu'ah and so forth. So you must remember that we will say in your garages, in your houses, wherever you are, you perform the Eid Salat and don't miss the Eid Salat, because we know that the mosque and them majority are closed and so forth and so on. So that's one issue. According to the Shafis and them, remember, even one person can read the Eid Salat. So you are alone in your house, in your garage, wherever you are, and you read Eid Salat, so all that is permissible. So you must remember there's much more flexibility according to the Shafi'is and them regarding this issue. So we should try and make the arrangements from now that we know what is happening and so forth, and then you see all the problems going on. So make arrangements from now, not next week, Wednesday. Now we're looking for a place and so forth. Where must we go for Eid Salat and so forth?
I see, Ustad, there's a listener says that they want to cut slaughter 10 bulls. So they want to know, should they give that money cash to the organization, or should they slaughter in South Africa, Ustad?
Remember, whether you want to slaughter 1 bull or 10 bulls or whatever, so you must remember, if you slaughter in South Africa in front of your eyes, that is much better. But if you want to send to overseas, or you want to send to an organization in South Africa and so forth, so my advice will be the Majlisul Ulama in PE. Last night I sent it out to thousands of people as well. And inshallah, I will send it to Mawlana Arafat also, inshallah, so he can send it out also. And in that way, there more people will get all the details. What are the prices for local, for overseas, and which countries, and so forth and so on. So remember, I don't trust, I'll be very honest, 80-90% of the organizations, we have very little confidence in them, especially those of them who are telling you they will slaughter in India and here and there and so forth, and it's 200 rand, 250 rand, 300, 400 rand. So we don't have much confidence in these type of organizations, because you must remember that it is very, very difficult to believe that in this day and this age, you can get one cow or one bull and one shea will be 200, 300 rand and so forth. So with our currency and all, and then the people still, you have to make the big arrangements. And obviously, this is not a charitable organization. They all want to do so for money and profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So therefore, I would not really advise that.
Ustad, before we go to the next question, are those videos authentic, Ustad, of slaughtering the bull, the cows, in overseas, Ustad?
So Allah alone knows. One trick they pull, this is definitely I know about it. One trick, and one how they make the people fools. You see, the democracy also works like this. So people learn from the politicians, you know. So they know the masses are asses. You can fool them, you know, and this type of things. So I give you easy example. It's much more. I'm speaking before. Nowadays we know about COVID and Corona and all that. But remember that, let's say they collected 1,000 rand from 100 people. So how much is that? 100,000 already. So now from that 100 people who gave 1,000 rand, 50 people said that, you know what, you must make for Isa Ali Sawab, for my late father, for my late mother, for this one, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and so forth. So that's 50 grand they got already in their pocket. So what they did, they just slaughtered 4, 5, 10 animals, and then the rest they did not do so. So that they use it and pocket it and so forth. Then they will send you the video and so forth and tell you that, see, this is your animal that we slaughtered. They will show the other one to the other person. Now who knows who contributed, who didn't contribute and so forth and so on. So this is why, this is another money-making gimmick, and to beguile and deceive the people, Allah forbid. You will get your intention, but people like this without scruples and morals, remember, they need to be exposed. So therefore, we say we have no confidence in this type of organization.
I see Sister Lillian says, hi AK, do you think maybe it's because God is angry with us for closing the places of worship? What's your eye on that? Lillian Ustad.
Yes, my sister Lillian, may Almighty Allah bless you, guide you, and all of us as well. It was a huge, huge error and mistake, remember this, to close the places of worship. And I don't know, today they tell us the president is addressing the nation. If they're going to continue like this, then remember, they're inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, of the Supreme Being. We need at this time, my sister, to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah. What is the main problem currently, Sister Lillian? Whether the person is a white, whether he's African, black African, Indian, whether he's colored, whatever, Chinese, whatever you want to call. What are the biggest problems today? It's hunger. People don't have jobs. You must remember these type of things there. You can't run away from that. It's depression. With the lockdown, people are getting depressed. And then they get suffer from spiritual depression. And that is, they can't go to the church, they can't go to the temple, they can't go to the mosque, they can't go to pray. If you go and pray, you become a criminal. But if you loot and plunder, you're not a criminal in our new South Africa. They say they arrested 200, 300, 400. They must be joking. The people were rioting with thousands and thousands and so forth. It's an indictment upon the police, an indictment upon the government. Few hundred only you incarcerated and arrested. What a joke that is. What confidence does that give to the South African public? We are the ones who are paying the tax. And what do we get? Who are suffering here? you see the malls, you see the shops, irrespective of who it is. That is totally criminal. We must remember this. Some people have lost their life earnings. Some people have lost their lives and so forth. So 100% we condemn it, that the closing of the places of worship, and we say it must be opened. If you can open the gyms, you can open the restaurants. So why not open the places of worship and so forth? So this is the whole problem in today's world. One is secularism and one is capitalism. Secularism is that you must have a godless society. 80-90% of the governments, Muslim governments, Arab governments, so 90%, 80% moving in that direction. Religion must become a thing in your house, a private matter. It's nothing to do with the public. We must condemn that. Religion is everything. Islam believes in theocracy, which means everywhere we ask, what does Islam say? What did the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his example show us? That is what we live for and teach and propagate. And remember capitalism, my sister Lillian and esteemed listeners, if you understand what is capitalism, then the cartels, the oligarchy, remember the monopoly they have, the rich get richer, from millionaires they'll become billionaires, billionaires to trillionaires, and the poor people will get poorer and poorer, and that is what you are seeing in today's society. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. We all need to pray to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, protect us, protect our families, protect our businesses, protect our Iman, our Islam, our faith, everything we can do, give us some charity to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Well, it's 29 minutes to 9 o'clock. We go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.